Today, Donald Trump became the 45th president of the United States. John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States, administered the oath of office.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
Throughout the program today, we'll be covering the events in Washington. That includes the celebrations as well as the protests. Many were peaceful, though the D.C. police said that a small number have been violent and they have made more than 200 arrests. We'll have more on that in a moment, as well as the latest on Trump's first actions as president.
But today's main event was President Trump's inaugural address.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
It was a 16-minute speech. Trump said that politicians had ignored the American people for too long, as factories closed and people lost jobs. He told the crowd a new vision would govern the country.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families.
And he outlined what America First would mean for relationships around the world.
We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth.
Trump supporters traveled from across the country to watch the speech from the National Mall.
Full of pride. It's a blessing to be here to witness this.
I believe he's a listener. I believe he listens to everyone around him.
For the first time, he felt as if we've got a leader who's truly for the people and not for special interests and not for Washington, D.C.
That was Amy Higgins of Delaware, Lionel Parsons of Pennsylvania, and Steve Heilbrun from Massachusetts.
After the address, Trump joined the inaugural luncheon at the Capitol. He spoke briefly, and he asked the crowd to stand and honor his rival in the election, Hillary Clinton, who was there along with President Bill Clinton.
I was very honored, very, very honored, when I heard that President Bill Clinton and Secretary Hillary Clinton was coming today. And I think it's appropriate to say, and I'd like you to stand up.
As the luncheon wrapped up, the inaugural parade began and headed from the Capitol to the White House.